This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said today that India is rapidly advancing in breakthrough technologies like semi-cryogenic engines and electric propulsion and will soon launch the Gaganyaan mission. The Prime Minister asserted that in the coming times, India will build its own space station. In a video message, the Prime Minister extended greetings to everyone associated with the space sector, including scientists and all the youth on the occasion of National Space Day.
Aaj Bharat semi-cryogenic engine aur electric propulsion jaisi breakthrough technology mein tezi se aage badh raha hai. Jald hi aap sab vaigyanikon ki mehnat se Bharat Gaganyaan ki udaan bhi bharega. और आने वाले समय में भारत अपना स्पेस स्टेशन भी बनाएगा.
मिस्टर मोदी सेड इन अ शॉर्ट टाइम नेशनल स्पेस डे हैज बिकम एन ओकेजन ऑफ एंथुसियाज्म एंड अट्रैक्शन अमंग द यूथ. द प्राइम मिनिस्टर एडेड दैट द स्पेस सेक्टर इज कार्विंग वन माइलस्टोन्स आफ्टर अनदर एंड इन द लास्ट 11 इयर्स द गवर्नमेंट हैज डन मेनी रिफॉर्म्स इन द स्पेस सेक्टर. मिस्टर मोदी मेंशनड दैट स्पेस टेक इज ऑल्सो बिकमिंग अ पार्ट ऑफ गवर्नेंस इन इंडिया. The Prime Minister further highlighted that India's progress in the space sector today is making the lives of ordinary citizens easier. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that negotiations between India-US trades are still going on. He said the government is committed to defend the interests of the farmers and small producers of the country. Addressing the ET World Leaders Forum 2025 in New Delhi today, the minister said India is clear about its red lines in negotiations with the United States and will make decisions in its national interest.
When it comes to the trade red, the interests of farmers, when it comes to our strategic autonomy, when it comes to opposition to mediation, this government is very clear. Our positions are there. If anybody disagrees with us, please tell the people of India that you are not prepared to defend the interests of farmers. Please tell the people of India you don't value strategic autonomy. We do. We do. We will do whatever we have to do to maintain it.
On oil imports and sanctions, the minister said it is presented as an oil issue, but it is still not applied to the largest importer, China. He said arguments used to target India have not been applied to China. He stressed on India's strategic autonomy, saying that the decisions taken are in the national interest. He said the government is giving special emphasis on self-reliance or Atmanirbharta. Speaking on the India-Pakistan relations, Dr. Jaishankar said on the issue of mediating since the 1970s, for more than 50 years now, there is a national consensus in this country that India do not accept mediation in its relations with Pakistan. Following intense rainfall late last night in Tharali Tehsil of Chamoli district in Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are currently underway. Our correspondent reports that the sudden downpour caused a surge in the Tundri stream, resulting in the debris entering several homes, including parts of the Tharali market area.
District Magistrate Sandeep Tiwari is present at the disaster-affected area, overseeing the ongoing operations. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has directed concerned authorities to intensify relief and rescue operations in Tharali. He also held the telephonic conversations with the local representatives from Chamoli district to assess the extent of the damage and urged them to support the administration in the ongoing effort. The district magistrate had issued orders to temporarily operate damaged buildings and the tehsil office from the Satluj Jal Vidyut Nigam's guest house and office premise in Kulsari, as well as the Garhwal Mandal Vikas Nigam office in Dewal. These locations have also been designated as temporary relief centers for the affected residents. The Met Department has issued a warning for heavy rainfall across various parts of the state over the next 2 days. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News.
The Indian compound men's under-21 team clinched their first ever junior world title at the 2025 World Archery Youth Championships in Canada today. The Indian trio of Kushal Dalal, Mihir Apar and Ganesh Mani Ratnam defeated Germany in a shoot-off after the scores were tied at 233 each in the gold medal match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.